Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander radio station here in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. It means we go across the country and you can have your say on National Talk Black. I'm your host, taking you right through to 12 noon Queensland time, and the time is 11:07, so we just started. So add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, or if you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and you can also go on Facebook as well. Yes, we are on social media, 2020, and we are, how you say, at the line in regard to social media. Yes, and that is BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong here with the Bally Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, your daily program, National Talk Black. And look, we're going to jump straight in. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with young Trinay Jaya, a Cairns student who receives 2020 Dr. Evelyn Scholarship. Trinay received the $10,000 scholarship awarded annually by Bupa to cover costs associated with her Bachelor of Exercise Science and Bachelor of Psychological Science. Jim broke my jaw trying to pronounce that. Griffith University, as well as her broader personal development goals. On the line, my sister Trinay. Good morning, sis. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob. Where you're from?
So my mob are Gugu Yalanji, Yidinji, and I also have ties to Badu Island.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program, and congratulations. And as another brother would say to another sister, loan dear, loan dear. So congratulations, $10,000 scholarship. So tell us how this all came about, and tell us about your aspirations into further studies.
Yep. So I am part of an organisation called Career Trackers. Mm-hmm. So they assist Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander university students in gaining internships during our summer and winter breaks. And through those internships, they're paid internships. And I think we're partnered with over 60 companies nationwide. And I think in the summer that's just gone, we had just under 800 students.
Whoa.
Which was amazing.
Yes.
I was partnered with Bupa back in, 2017, end of 2017 is when I started there.
Way back then, 2020, here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it feels like I've been there forever.
Yeah, good. Look, that is deadly news. So you're going on to further studies, now Bachelor of Exercise Science, and also Bachelor of Psychological Science as well. So so that's two different professions, is it? Explain those two different courses there.
So I've chopped and changed a bit with my uni since graduating high school.
And you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
Yeah. Although I don't think Mum and Dad are too happy because my graduation date keeps getting further and further away.
Them parents are so sensitive. And big love and big love and respect shout out to your beautiful parents too.
Yeah, honestly, they've been my absolute rock throughout it all. So exercise science, I've always been interested in looking at exercise and how the body moves and especially injuries. Mm-hmm. And injury prevention and rehabilitation. So that degree will help me to learn more about that. And if I want to pursue a career in that later on, then mm-hmm. I'll have the degree backing me up. And then psychology is a big one, especially, you know, being from up north, looking around mental health, not just of our mob, but just of everyone. But I would like to be able to go into communities and help our mob you know, open up conversations about mental health and, like, you know, especially with, like, the suicide rates recently and, like, you know, our young ones committing suicide. I'd like to be able to offer, like, you know, my knowledge and my services and also being someone who is Indigenous.
Yes.
Being someone that people can relate to a bit better.
Exactly. So you're setting up your foundation for your future, but yeah. your aspiration in helping our mob in this space, look, it's so fantastic, and I think it's so fitting. And now that you've received this scholarship, $10,000, that would help in regard to that goal, yes?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Oh, fantastic. Now, the scholarship, of course, is with Dr. Evelyn Scholarship 2020. Yeah. Did you know much about Annie Evelyn?
So I never met her, but we learnt about her a lot through Bupa. So when they, so actually one of my fellow interns created the scholarship, and she was a big part in speaking with the late Dr. Evelyn Scott's family and yes. organising what they wanted to see from the scholarship. So, yeah, through her doing that, a lot of us were able to learn a lot more about Dr. Evelyn Scott. But, yeah, I think she was just an amazing woman.
Yeah, big time. And, look, love and thoughts are going out to her beautiful family. And Annie Evelyn Scott, your AO, was an Indigenous Australian social activist and educator. And look, she did a lot of work for our mob, you know, back in the day with us in spirit, and also the loving mother of Big Sam, Sam Bacco, and big shout-out to Brother Sam. So that's all fantastic. So listen, thank you very much for sharing, Trinae. When do you shoot off for your studies?
I was in Cairns from Sunday night till Tuesday. But then I had to fly back down to the Gold Coast because I work at a high school down here.
Okay, rightio. And what high school is that? Give them a plug.
Helensvale State High.
Represent Helensvale. All right, fantastic. And what's your role there?
So I'm the Indigenous Teacher Aide.
How long have you been doing that job?
I got the job in April last year.
April last year, okay.
So almost a year, yep.
And when do you step away from that and go into study? Are you going to study full-time or what's your...?
So I'm studying full-time and then the teacher aid job is part-time.
Oh, good. So a bit extra cash there?
Yeah, the school is so flexible with my studies. So, you know, if I need extra hours of study, they'll... Like, you know, let me take a week off and make up the hours. Yeah, it's so good.
Beautiful, good. Well, it's great you got that support there at school. Your mum and dad support. And all your extended family, you are representing your mob. And look, congratulations once again. And all the best to you. And we'll be talking very, very soon and keep a close eye on your career path there, my sister.
For sure. Thank you.
All right, Renee. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
A beautiful yarn there with young Trinae Jaya, and congratulations. She's a Cairns student and she received the 2020 Dr. Evelyn Scholarship, and Trinae received the $10,000 scholarship awarded annually by Bupa to cover costs associated with her Bachelor of Exercise Science and Bachelor of Psychological Science as well. That's all at Griffith University, and as well as her broader personal development goals. So two data leading from the front. That's what it's all about. Another young First Nation sister there doing her best and chasing her goals and chasing her dreams, and it paves the way for other brothers and sisters. If she can do it, so can I. That's the statement right there. Add to this deadly conversation, your mob. It's National Talk Black. It is the Yarning Circle. We go across the nation, and your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and I'm live here from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM.
Madala, Madala, give him somewhere to rest his head. Watching his people dying, hearing the babies crying. What are the chances? Seeing somebody blind every day. La la la, see the circumstances. See babies crying every day. Ooh. don't have to be down on your hands and knees, say. Always taking care of all of those around you. But for all that you do, still you can't get, still you can't get no release, say. Open your hearts to the grandeur of our mother nature. Let them all be free,
yeah.
Open your hearts to the grand people of our mother nature.
Pobla mi, pobla 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 pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Guardia come along. He no listen to our song. He build a brand new house. He build a brand new home. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 Pobla, pobla mi.
us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government saying good now. They trick us with their money. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla mi, pobla 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 pobla mi.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Deli, Troy Cassidale, Drive It Like You Stole It. Heard that so many times before. This is your Deli program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Add to the conversation. We're live here at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BB and Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that number. Once again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. A big shout out to our First Nation radio station across the country, to Deadly Mob. A fantastic network it is, and yarn for all our mob, and sets a platform for that yarns, for those yarns, and also for our music and our stories and connection to mob across the country. And then you hear another cousin there, yarning up strong there from over at Perth. You're thinking, hey, I know that lad, I know the brother, which way? And it's just a beautiful network. And like I said, the yarning circle is so big. Shout out, Koori Radio, 93.7 FM. Geraldine, Carnarvon, thank you very much. Kalgoorlie, 96.3. My 105 FM, that's Mackay, Noongar Radio, Perth. Big shout out to all your Deli mob. And do add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up and have a yarn very soon, waiting for the calls to come through. With survivors of the Kinchella Boys Home taking their stories on the road in the country's first ever Stolen Generations Mobile Education Centre to reveal the horrors they experienced inside the gates of the notorious institution. So Kinchella Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation CEO Tiffany McComsey will be yarning with Tiffany, as well as Kinchella Boys Home survivor Uncle Michael Walsh. So stay tuned for that deadly yarn, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Life, soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Late. shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBN 98.7 FM.
Too deadly, too true, Raven. It is National Talk Black. You are yarning strongly with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're housed at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBN Bumbabrip Media 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, please do. Yarns here coming from newmatilda.com. The $290 billion Noongar claim, it's the Constitution, it's justice, it's Mabo, it's the vibe. And a story from by George Georgia McGrath. You can't put a price tag on land theft, or can you? Georgia McGrath, from Macquarie. Marquee Lawyers looks at Noongar claim in the federal court that might change native title laws forever. In the castle, Darrell Kerrigan captured the essence of belonging when he said, "It's not a house, it's a home." The notion that the monetary value of land is not a measure of the true value of the spiritual and cultural connections to country of which that land is just the geographic marker will soon be tested in the case of major importance. A group of Noongar people have filed a compensation claim in the federal court that could potentially see the Western Australian government pay out $290 billion in damages. That's 10 times the entire yearly revenue of WA and more than any amount paid in compensation under the Native Title Act ever. The claimants are seeking compensation for the spiritual damage that they have suffered as a result of being dispossessed of their traditional lands and the subsequent extinguishment of their native title rights to that land. The Noongar people were once the caretakers of a vast area of land in WA's southwest, covering over 19 million hectares. When white settlers arrived, they didn't see the delicate and the reciprocal balance of belonging and husbandry that was integral to the Noongar's existence. Instead, they saw an opportunity for vast prosperity born of the resources extracted from under the earth and the cities erected above it. Houses were built, mines dug, and the Noongar's people tradition way of life was overrun. Their title to over 98% of their land was snuffed out. Along with that extinguishment came a deep irrevocable of wrenching loss of cultural connection to land and the associated tradition that had been practiced on that land by the Noongar for tens and thousands of years. As there was no negotiation or treaty during the process of this dispossession, the Noongar people now want compensation. It is difficult to see how money, even such a vast sum, can answer for that kind of loss, but the native title regime admits that it can only offer an imperfect solution to an historical injustice. The claimants have calculated their losses at $15,000 per hectare, hence the massive size of the claim, which, if granted, would be the highest in Australian history. The WA Premier has described the claim as pretty extreme and way over the top. Mm-hmm. In other words, tell them they're dreaming. There's the dream time right there is what I'm hearing. So we can assume the WA government won't be paying up without a fight. The success of the Noongar claim will rest heavily on the precedent set by the Timber Creek decision, handed down by the higher court in March last year. The Ngarluru and the Noongarli peoples were granted approximately $2.5 million in compensation, making the decision one of the most significant in the native titles world since Mabo. The higher court in the Timber Creek case broke down the losses suffered into two types, economic loss and cultural loss. It was relatively simple for the court to assess how much economic loss the groups had suffered as a result of their dispossession, as they could use the freehold value of land as a tangible measurement, a measure of the dollar value of the extinguished native title rights. But it's a trickier business, although altogether, to capture the magnitude of cultural loss and then assign a dollar figure to that loss. The Timber Creek case saw the applicants bring evidence of their cultural loss, manifest in the form of loss of connection to land interruption, of dreaming tracks, interference and exclusion from sacred sites, amongst other damaging actions. So there it is in regard to the fight for land and that. $290 billion. I mean, there's a lot of money, but it is stolen land. When the price tag on it, you can't put a price on price tag on land theft. So add to that conversation, but that's across this big island, this beautiful country of ours, and what has happened to our people. And if you look at what has happened when the white sails came and just taken over, no treaty and no discussion, no conversation as such, you know, no written papers. What makes it all null and void, does it not? If you're looking at LAW and if you're looking at LORE, that's not right as well. Add to the conversation. Are we crying over spilt milk? Are we, you know, broken record? Should we just build a bridge and get over it? How do you pay back that? Or what sort of compensation should be given? We should be at the table to discuss it. How many times have we heard that? Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416 here at National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, the Baldy One, Murray from the Curry, live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
You were the same. I would have crossed the Pacific Ocean. I would have swam all them seas to see you smile, to see you happy. I guess you I saw she made you happy. Blue moon, those bright stars, yeah. Black sea, it was hard to swim. But your speed controlled me in a direction I didn't wanna go. It was just like that. In the blink of an eye, my world came crashing down, down, down. I guess you ruined it when I saw she made you happy.
That's Emily Waimara here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, taking it right through to 12 noon Queensland time with your daily program, National Talk Black. I'm going to catch up with Yana with beautiful Annie Graceland Smallwood on the line. Annie Graceland, good morning.
What a morning, everybody. And you too, Trevor. I haven't heard from you for a while.
Been a while, my darling. How you been?
Good. Busy like we all are.
Yes, we are. Let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, ma'am?
Yeah, from my town called Birragubba and Kalkadoon and South Sea. Big mixture there, but mostly on the coast.
Hines, beautiful mix there. So how are you travelling, Dale? How's things with you?
Oh, look, Trev, I'm working in the area of suicide and I don't have to tell you how sad it is for all of our
community.
We have to talk about it all the time because if we don't talk about it, it just continues. We've got to get our mob to talk to us when they're feeling down.
Exactly. And that's not the answer to the problem, is it, to go over that dark line?
No, not at all. We've got the highest in the world now, as we all know, and too many of our beautiful young people are taking their lives. We have to start all coming together, and all the adults got to stop arguing over bullshit native title.
Yes.
And start healing our communities and our little ones because they're our future.
So priorities all mucked up, you reckon, in regard to our so-called existence here in the 21st century. We need to focus on our young ones, life itself.
That's for sure, because if our young ones see the adults arguing over native title, because native title is not land rights, and it can be about greed and lack of culture because it was the tool of the oppressor to divide and conquer us. We've got to
separate us.
Saving our children, our children and save our future because a lot of the freedom fighters that are going are almost gone. So we've got to get these young fellas, their self-esteem up, and we've got to start all coming together and speak out against all the greedy people, black and white, and start giving to the needy. And the needy is a lot of our little people. That need some self-esteem, some culture, a job, and clean up the social determinants of health and start really, because too many people want the gap not to close because they're becoming multimillionaires. And
it's a money-making machine for a lot of people, isn't it?
Ah, look, and our Murrays have got to start getting it together too. No one just keeps employing all these migaloos, becoming multimillionaires. They've got to empower our young people and start from the bottom up and get our own people in senior positions of power.
So working in a space, it's an uphill battle. We're talking Mount Everest we're climbing, aren't we?
Yeah, but we've been saying the same thing for years, brother. We've got councils in control, but they've got to be in control, not hiring all these megaloos and charging, $10,000 a day and staying as consultants in our bloody community for years and years. It all has to be and if our mob don't want to get governance training, then give it to the younger people that do want to be trained and in governance. I'm not saying get rid of the oldies. We've got to get out of that mission mentality because they still want that mission mentality to happen. And so many migaloos are getting too much money on our poverty and the backs of our poor people, and native title is destroying our communities dreadfully. Alcohol management plans and the intervention, and we've got to hit it full on, because now people are starting to talk overseas. Why are our young black people taking their lives at such alarming rates?
Yeah. And when we're talking about our young ones, like I said, they're naive to or haven't got the education in this space, but we can train them. We put them in there and they can make a career out of it, but then you've got black on black working with the solution to the problem.
Absolutely. You know, our programs, the programs that are mostly getting funded are top-down approach, mostly from a Migaloo perspective.
Yep.
We've got to have culturally... I can't come to Cairns and do a program there. What works in Cairns may not work in Townsville. What works in Bamberger won't work on Palm. People have to be empowered from their own perspective, their own communities, and all the kids committing crime, they've got to be taken back to their own communities and get some healing from the respected people within their communities from a bottoms-up approach.
Now, you say healing, not punishment.
No, goodness.
Healing.
You know, if once their people are healed, they won't be running and get some self-esteem and employment, and that they won't be running around committing crimes.
Mm.
They've got to go back to their community, and the honest people and the healing people and the respected people on community can do their own programs.
Yes.
And make the money away from all the greedy people and give it to our community.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have to happen real soon.
And we're talking grassroots then, aren't we?
My word, we're talking grassroots. And you can still be all for the grassroots within the government, outside of the government, but some of their organisations are going too white and they've got to come back to reality, because a lot of people got their heads kicked in for these organisations not to give white fellas all the say and all the power and jobs, you know. Let them white fellas start off but have one of their own that they mentor and move out. Not stay in our communities for 30 years and pay five houses and Murray pays one house off in 40 years. I mean, the amount of money, they've got to start speaking out about the amount of money that these fellas are making. And some of them are getting money, never even met a black fella.
Yep,
they're
true.
On.
Exactly.
They read a few little lines that black activists and black people say, put them in submission, the next minute they're getting $5 million.
Yeah.
And our little communities are flat out getting $1 million or even $500,000.
For the actual problem.
Yep.
Exactly.
Still 70% markup of food, still 70 to 80% our people on welfare. Most jobs are going to non-Indigenous people. Same thing I've been saying for 50 years. And a lot of the freedom fighters fought against that. We need programs or bottoms-up approach, and the programs that are working are not getting ongoing funding.
Well, Uncle, I'd say no, with the brother with us in spirit, Uncle Tiger Bales, he used to say, not the tail wagging a dog.
That's it.
You know, exactly.
Gary Foley says, if every black average mother got dead tomorrow, the unemployment would quadruple in this country.
That's right.
And he said that 20 years ago, and he's still saying it. Not much has changed.
2020, the same song.
Universities get on and say how many deadly black graduates. I don't see them putting them black graduates in CEO positions. You still got all these communities, still got Migaloos running the show. Then they bring all their Migaloo friends in and they all scratch each other's back. Then they get a big lot of tax-free money every year for bringing their expertise from the mainland to our Dogit community.
Sure.
Our mayors have to get a reality check here, and our councils, don't jump on board if you don't know about governance, because that's why they're still beaten up.
You know? Exactly, yeah.
They'll say, this is what the go is, while if we bury our children every fortnight.
Yes, exactly.
As young as 8 years of age.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah, I'm sorry to be the group.
No, it is what it is, and we're going to keep talking it. And strong activists for our young ones, their lives. And it's not negative. It's not another harsh conversation. It's a conversation that needs to be happening. Can you hear me?
Don't know what happened. Did the power go off?
Yeah, that's I'll try and get her back. That's Grayslyn. I was talking about Annie Evelyn earlier, Evelyn Scott, but that's Annie Grayslyn Smallwood. Love you dearly, Annie Grayslyn. We just got cut off there, but look, strong activists fighting for our young ones and fighting for all First Nation people in regard to suicide and what's happening and losing a lot of our people. And her statement is we need to focus in on that and invest in fixing the problem there and not so much land rights. I'll just try again and see if we've got it back on the line there. Annie Grayslyn, you there? No, not there. Sorry, Annie Grayslyn. Love you dearly, but yeah, you need to keep our conversation regular. Yes, been a while since I spoke to you, I think early this year, early January, but we'll keep our conversation strong there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got about 10 minutes left on the program. It's 11:50 here in sunny North Queensland, and this daily program, National Talk Black, is housed at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We do go by NERS, National News Radio Service, and your host is the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and all my mob there. Dad's side, 1 year Gunga leader, and mum's side is Darnley Island. I'll just try again. Hello? No call there. All right, your mob, stay tuned. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Sleepless nights, if you never had crying eyes, if your heart never gone as well like it will burst, then you need not anticipate that you will be called zealous. Oh, the Lord, oh, oh.
And Annie Grayslyn, sorry, you there?
Yeah, look, just in closing, you know, Black Lives Matter. We just
Black
got
Lives
to take
Matter.
Money from the greedy and give to the needy, mate. And we know who the needy is.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, I'm really asking all families to start paying into funeral funds because when we lose our loved ones, we've got to find $15,000. And if they're away, it's about $20,000. Our communities don't have that sort of money anymore.
No, so very, very expensive to put our loved ones to rest, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's very hard to talk about, but a little bit of money every week for family funeral fund will help out when we do lose our loved ones or ourselves.
Yes. Very much so. Well, thank you for sharing, Art, and look, we'll be in touch, and love to your mob there, and keep doing what you're doing, Art.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye. Annie Grayslyn Smallwood, speaking strong there in regarding suicide and strong in that space. Activist, she's a professor at that, but doing it for her people, for her mob, and for First Nations across this country and leading the way, but singing her praises. But she wants to also push that focus for young ones coming through. We need to put our young ones in the seats of black organisations, and she's anti the non-Indigenous people at that table, in that space. We need to get our mob black on black working in those areas. Hear, hear. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Truth, no voice. Treating truth, no
How deadly are those titles, eh? Voice, Treaty, Truth. That was Spinifex Gum here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and the theme for NAIDOC 2019. Going to catch up with GB, George Bell on the line. George, good morning.
Yeah, how you, brother?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Listen, I just want to top up there what Levelin was saying there about what's going on with that people burying people.
Who's that? Sorry, George?
About, you know, about the funeral cost and all that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, very expensive. Go on.
Yeah, what do you think about it, Jambo? Will the councils take all the money from the revenue that they get out of all the tourism and all that? Why don't they put some dollars toward the indigenous people here and bury them with honesty and dignity, brother?
Yeah, true.
Because they're taking everything else off us. They've got to give you something back, eh?
Well, if you were talking about a dollar coin, you know what I mean? A gold coin, so to speak, from all this profits are made from this industry in this area, or no matter what area, no matter what industry, it can go towards something like so and putting our loved ones to rest, yes?
Well, that's right, my brother, because at the end of the day, they don't give you nothing for out of the tourism. And it's very hard for a lot of people at the moment, yeah?
Mm. Very much so. You make a good point there, George. I've got other callers coming, but thank you for your input there, brother. That's George Ryan. Sorry, got mucked up with the calls there. George Ryan, thank you, my brother, adding to the conversation. I've got a couple more calls coming in before we only have about 4 minutes left on the program. So now we've got the lights are lining up here on the telephone. We'll just check our next caller. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, brother.
Who we got here? Selwyn. Oh, good morning.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, that place... The trip I'm giving a plug on the show, that wasn't a place with a little fella down in the bus, eh, brother?
Sorry, come again?
That little fella that's in the bus at Edmonton?
Yes.
That's not the place to plug you on the show, eh?
No, sorry. I just understand what you're saying there. Yep, yeah. Now, a different organisation, brother.
Yeah. Give them a plug for a book, where is the kindergarten, brother? It's a good place, everything. But they do bus check out.
Sad affair, losing young one like that, brother. Very sad.
Yeah. I'm guessing, yeah, brother. They've got a very social media site called Murray, something like cooking it, Murray Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few sites I've been talking on a site, a group site. And maybe we can do that. We can have cut the middle man out, brother. We worry about funding all the time.
Mm.
And maybe some people that are in that area, traveling area, and other young people cycling, they can ring in at any time, even when they're at a remote place. And sometimes even the young people themselves got their hands to that. They're the backbone of the journey, the older, wiser people. And there was even rehabilitation, alcohol rehabilitation, brother. You can start a group. So I'm on the verge of starting one, brother. I'm starting a site for rehabilitation, brother.
Yes.
But maybe that's the way to go and cut out the middleman, brother. Thank you, brother.
Cut at the middleman. True. Good words there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Make the calls quick. We're about to sign off. A one-hour program here with this deadly program, National Talk Black, and that's 11 a.m. to 12 noon at Queensland time. And we go from the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service. Another call online. Good morning.
Kaya Kwok Kedala.
Hey, Sister Sylvia, how are you?
I'm good to hear you, and that was great news that people are standing up for country and loss of spirituality.
Yes.
Our children wouldn't be committing suicide if they were living in proper culture.
Exactly, and I think Grayson Smallwood knows what she's talking about, and we need to act on it and work in that space very, very strongly.
Absolutely, but how can you work in the space when they keep covering up the country with and destroying the water and mining it? There's no country left
for
the connection, all the actions and activities and education.
Yes.
And the other thing, the suicide occurs after our children go to school, and school is a war ground.
Yeah, and honestly, we're learning about Captain Cook, you know what I mean, instead of learning about culture. Culture's got to be in the curriculum, strongly believe that.
Absolutely, and the ways, the processes, the sharing, the collaborative learning, the caring for each other, all the processes that feed people's spirituality and helps them to be strong through difficult times.
Yes, through difficult times. You make a good point there, sister.
The classroom individualises and is part of the divide and conquer institutionalising process.
Yeah, true too. That's Sylvia there, yarning up strong there. Murray's got a sign off here. Mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll be yarning soon. Keep it for life.